Hi, everybody. This is Armand DeMille with you, with the Facebook version of The Positive Mind. Time meant to bring you ideas, concepts, and guests. Lead a more positively minded life. There's a couple of things that I need to straighten out for people, and this is something that I've wanted to do. So let's try to get the difference between, what is the difference between thinking and feeling? More and more you hear people saying, I feel, when they really mean I think. And how can you tell the difference? Well, here's the difference. A feeling. A feeling is something you feel. Now, that's a nice beginning to it, so you must have a body sensation to it. Now, in order to have a feeling, you have to know what you feel. So you could feel stress, you could feel pleasure, you could feel pain. You could feel things. Now, there are many feelings. There's kind of four basic feelings that I help people identify. One is called sad. You know what sad feels like. Sad has a body sensation. You lose your energy. You feel like you're falling through the floor. You're crying, weeping, a sense of loss. Sad. Mad. You know when you're mad, you're angry. You feel agitation. You feel tension. Glad is another feeling that we call, it's when you feel like a sandwich bag. No. Glad is when you feel happy, joyful. And, boy, I'm going to have to do a survey on that. A survey on what sandwiches did your mother most frequently make for you when you were a baby that you took to school. My gosh, you wouldn't know what ours were. Side thing here. My mother's favorite sandwich was spinach with breadcrumbs on white bread. Would you believe that? We took that to school and it was the envy of all the other kids. Anyway, back to feelings. And the fourth group of feelings, sad, mad, bad, is feeling bad. Bad is like you feel bad. It's different than feeling sad because bad is like depressed. I feel bad. Ugh. Loss of life. Loss of energy. But there are many, many, many feelings. There are combination feelings. You could feel sad and glad at the same time. It would be glad. You could feel mad and sad. It would be like slab. It could be any number of things. You could put them together. Because it's usually not one thing that people feel. Now, thinking, on the other hand, is something else. Thinking takes place in the brain. It's what you are thinking. How can you tell a thought from a feeling? Well, a thought has a thinking to it. But people very often say, I feel like you are not listening to me. But that's not a feeling. The feeling is, I feel upset, I feel sad, I feel angry, because I perceive that you're not listening to me. But when a person says, I feel something, and then they follow it with a thought, it validates the thought. It makes you believe that this is a truer thing, because they're saying, I feel it. I feel it, therefore it must be more valid. As opposed to the speculation, which is what all thinking is. It's all speculation. It's all up in your brain. I mean, what happens to your poor little mind? And most of you know that your thinking just gets you in trouble over and over again. If you could shut off your brain, you'd be so much better off. So thinking and feeling are two different things. But now let me tell you about the big fib, F-I-B. Feelings, impulses, and behaviors. A feeling we know, sensation you get, could be any number of things. Now, an impulse is something that happens that tells you to do something else. Just get that definition, an impulse. And a behavior is something you do. So a feeling is what you feel, an impulse is a message you get to do something, and the behavior is what you actually do. There are many forms of behaviors. Behaviors could be anything from going shopping, but thinking is a behavior. Now, it's hard to believe, but thinking is a behavior. It's something you do. There's a willfulness to it. Here's what happens. First, you start with a feeling, and everybody has a certain level of feeling that they feel comfortable with. How comfortable on a scale of 1 to 10 are you with the feeling of sadness? So if you felt sad on a 3 level, you'd be feeling a little sad. On a 5 level, you might have a tear in your eye. On a 7 level, you'd have tears in both eyes. On an 8 level, you'd feel yourself really like you just want to cry. On a feeling of 1 to 10, how sad can you let yourself be before you interrupt it? Let's put that on hold for a minute. Let's look at mad, for example. How angry will you let yourself be before you interrupt it on a scale of 1 to 10? A lot of people, they go on a scale of 1 to 10. They're feeling angry, angry, angry. They get to a certain point, and then they get an impulse, and the impulse says, watch it. You're getting so angry. Watch it. You have to shortcut it because the most angry you ever let yourself feel is 6. And you're already at 5. If you're at 5 and we only allow you to go up to 6, we better cut it off now. So this attempt to cut off the feeling is called an impulse. And that's what an impulse is. An impulse is don't feel what you're feeling, do a behavior. Now comes to your behavior. Your behavior can be, I'm going to go out. Your behavior can be, I'm going to think. So let's say you're angry. And you're angry up at a level of 5, and 6 is your upper level. The most you ever allow yourself. You know what you do at 5? You think. And one of the ways you think is you criticize yourself for getting angry. So then you turn the anger against yourself. And then you get depressed. Now what's happened is you had a feeling and you converted, an impulse came along and said, oh, it's not safe for you to feel that angry. And then you let yourself get angry only to a certain point, then you cut it off by getting angry at yourself. Now you're not angry anymore. You're just angry at you and you're depressed. The depression comes in to kind of sweep the whole thing out of the way and now you're just depressed. Sad. Sadness is an experience of loss. If you let yourself feel sad, very, very sad, you feel an almost kind of existential aloneness. Because when you feel sad, you've lost something. And you let yourself lose and lose and lose. And if you let yourself feel it, there are no thoughts. But most people don't let themselves feel it. They get sad. And let's say that they lose somebody. Let's say somebody dies. And they go out and buy tombstones. They go out and they say, I've got to do this, I got to do that. And they get away from the feeling. Even glad, even happiness has a limit with people. People get to a certain level of happiness right away. Impulse comes in. Don't get too happy. Right? And they cut it down with, oh, I should do this or I should do that or I should be taking care of my mother. Those are thoughts. Those are impulses to remove yourself from the feeling. So we have feelings, impulses, and behaviors. Now, the behavior could be a physical action that you do or a thought. And when people are thinking, they're using thinking as a way of canceling their feelings. So what do we do in therapy? Here's what we do. We get a person who's got a feeling. And when we notice that they're converting it into a thought, we remind them to go back to the feeling itself and try to feel it. So let's say a person is sad and they allow themselves to do sad on a level of 1 to 6. They only allow themselves to go to 5 and then they convert the sadness into something else. Very often people convert sadness into anger. The thought of anger. I feel sad, I feel sad, I feel sad. Why did they do that to me? And you get angry on the outside. Blame is one of the ways we escape feeling sad. So what we'll do in therapy is we'll tell the person, just stick with the sadness. Try to feel it. And we try to get them to feel from a 6 to a 7. Or from a 7 to an 8. And they feel very sad in our offices. And they'll cry. Now what happens is when they walk out, they've upped their range. They no longer have to cut it off at 6. They now can go up to 8 without cutting it off. Even anger. They come in and they talk about anger, and then boom, they jump off the anger and they're blaming themselves. We tell them, no, experience the anger. Not that we're validating the anger. We're not saying your anger is real. Just feel it. Feel it even more. Feel it even more. Sometimes we'll encourage people to feel rage in our presence. Why? So that they're not afraid of the feeling. So that when they feel anger, they don't have to turn it against themselves. Letting yourself feel anger does not mean you're going to act it out or hurt people. This is Armand DeMille with you with a positive mind, in case you didn't know where you were on Facebook. So one of the things you want to do is keep training yourself to feel more out to deeper levels. Now, let's talk about people who feel too much. Right? There are people who you know who are hysterical all the time. They're feeling too much. But if you listen closely, they are not feeling. They are mainly what they are doing is they are thinking. Their mind is going crazy. They're not feeling one way or another. They're feeling something and then they move off to something else. And they feel something and they move to another thought. And it's like they're thinking and feeling. And those are the hysterical people. They're always thinking. So one of the things we want to do is train people to feel feelings for a longer period of time. And that's what we do. Some of the therapists I know, like Ori Amini Morrison and a couple of other people, I was trained in it. We take people down into the pit of their deepest, deepest feelings. We want to go to the void. We want to get you to be not afraid of anything you feel ever. And what happens? Obsessions disappear. Phobias disappear. Now, I'm not meaning this is a sales talk, because it's just what happens. A phobia is something you create in your mind to help you avoid feelings. See? Thoughts are the same. All thoughts are like that. So feelings, impulses, behaviors, don't believe your thinking, my friends. Your thinking is usually coming out of a feeling that you're afraid to feel, and if you let yourself feel the feeling, then you will not wind up with the having to escape it by creating some kind of problem in your life. And some people create very complex problems just so that they won't ever feel anything. You know, you ever hear anybody say to anybody else, well, why are you making it so complicated? It's simple. Of course, there are certain things that are simple. But the people who tend to complicate it are the people who are reluctant to feel. This is Armand DeMille with you with the positive mind. That's it. That's as far as I wanted to take you on this one. So this is another adventure for you. And we will continue these with you. I'd like to get your response. Be sure to Facebook me or email me. We would like to hear more about your response to this wonderful stuff. Here's a little cachito for you, so you can have some music to dance to. What do you think about what we're doing? Thank you.
Thank you.